Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
This is Virginia Brewer. I had answered questions for the KitchenAid mixer. And my number, do you want my the number that they gave me for they have to excuse me, words lose me.
Okay, I can assist you by getting your zip code.
Okay, I'm sorry. 16731.
Okay, 16731.
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get your first and last name.
Virginia Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R. And they gave me the number I'm thinking of is a confirmation number.
Okay, just a moment. Let me see.
Okay.
What's pulling up on your account? All right, so it looks like on June the 29th, you signed up for the kitchen mixer, and you were charged $7.95. Within 48 hours, they do turn around and charge you for the membership in order to continue to shop with the website.
The way I understood it, that I was going to pay $2.
No, ma'am, it's $7.95. It's $7.95 for them to ship the mixer out to you, and then in order to be within the subscription each month, it's $56.95.
No, they did not say that.
Okay, what I can do is go ahead and cancel your subscription.
Okay, yes.
So you won't be billed anymore.
Okay. Yeah, they were supposed to, they said just $2 charge, and I gave them my numbers, and they didn't say anything about two or three charges that was going to be put on there.
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess you have to... evidently, I'm not going to get the KitchenAid mixer. Is that right? Is that what they're doing?
No, you've already paid for the shipping on that. So you'll still receive that because it processed for the $7.95, so you'll still receive the mixer.
Okay, but I don't want the other thing that goes with the...
That's a subscription.
Yes, I don't want that.
Okay. Just a moment.
Okay.
And I got you canceled. You won't be billed anymore for this.
Now, are they going to bill me the $56 for that now?
Yes, you've already been billed for the $56.
Oh.
Yep, so, but you won't be billed anymore because that one charge is valid because it was within the time frame to charge. But I do have you canceled.
I never got a thing. I saw the $7.98, and I thought, well, that's not too bad for shipping. but there was nothing ever said about any extra.
Yes, ma'am. It's in the terms and agreement section, right before you put your credit card information in there, and you click on it and check that box that says I agree to all the terms and all of that. It's in that. So, but we can cancel it for you today, and then you won't be further billed, which is good.
So in other words, this is like a hoax. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's not a hoax. What it is, people are not reading the terms and the agreements on different items that they're purchasing online. And so when you don't read the agreement and check off and say, I agree, you're agreeing to be in charge if you don't cancel before the subscription.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yes, ma'am, but I got your cancel. I can give you a confirmation number.
Yes, please.
Okay,
hang on here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
260.
260.
814.
814.
890.
890.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's C as in Charlie, 260, 814, and 890.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I guess I won't be doing that again.
Yes, ma'am. Just be careful when you sign up for anything. Make sure you're reading the terms.
See, I didn't see that. All I saw was I agreed to such and such whatever it was. I don't even remember now what it was.
Yes, ma'am. Just make sure you're reading all of the information before you check that box. Because even like when you go to the doctor, they have all these different things they want you to read over, and people just check and initial. But you got to make sure you read it. Because if it comes up to like a payment dispute, then the doctor's office is still going to be expecting you to pay for it.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, I did not realize that's what that was about. I just thought it was agreeing to something to get it or something like that. I did not know there was an extra. In fact, I came across this one time before. I was ordering from the catalog, and they did the same thing to me. And I said, I didn't agree to that, you know. I mean, it's not big enough where you can see it for you to catch your eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So it's best not to order too many things online if you don't have time to read them. Yes, ma'am.
I guess I don't. I'm going to have to not do that again.
Yeah, we've all got caught up in that, but we know better now. Once we find out better, you'll do better, I'm telling you. Like my grandma used to, always say, bought sense is the best sense. Well, you have to pay the price. You'll remember the next time.
Well, I kind of agree, but I mean, it's partly my fault, but I didn't know there was anything like that going on. I'll just remember that now when they do. In fact, they've got it on here now. I've found five spots for this KitchenAid mixer.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's all since $2. You have to pay $2, every one of them.
Yes, ma'am. So I would just stay off of there.
I think I will. I don't think that's going to happen again. I've pretty well paid for this one.
Yes,
yeah, there's
ma'am.
One right there. So,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Okay, then. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening.
Now, that will be taken off, am I right? I mean, that won't be taken off, but it won't be charged no more.
Correct. I canceled it all out, and you won't be rebilled anymore.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you again for calling customer support.
And you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.